Grammar Girl here. Today, as promised, we'll talk about how to mix quotation marks with other punctuation. But first, we're sponsored by GoToMeeting, and I am so excited to tell you about their new feature, HD Faces. It's high-definition group video conferencing, and it makes a huge difference. I participated in a demo a few weeks before it launched, and I immediately went out and got a high-definition webcam so I could use this feature. It's like video conferencing in the movies. Everyone is crystal clear and there's no lag. And I tried the same webcam with Skype to see if it's just the camera, and it's not. GoToMeeting is definitely better. It has something to do with their backbone or software. Get your free 30-day trial. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. The most common question people ask is whether periods and commas go inside or outside a closing quotation mark. And there's a reason everyone is confused. The rules in American English are different from the rules in British English. So if you're regularly reading American and British publications, such as the BBC and CNN websites, you'll regularly see it done different ways. In America, we use a hard and fast rule that was supposedly designed by compositors to protect the tiny commas and periods. We always put periods and commas inside quotation marks. In Britain, they use rules that require the writer to determine whether the period or comma belong with the quotation or are part of the larger sentence. It appears that early champions of this logical system were H.W. Fowler and F.G. Fowler, who wrote the classic 1906 British usage guide, The King's English. In it, the brothers noted that they're in conflict with compositors, but believe theirs is a better system. I have a screenshot of the King's English scan from Google Books on the transcript of this article at quickanddirtytips.com, so you can see it for yourself. In short, my U.S.-centric memory trick is to remember that inside the U.S., we put periods and commas inside quotation marks. When combining exclamation points and question marks with quotation marks, however, Americans follow the same logical system as the British. Where you place the other marks relative to the quotation mark depends on the context of the quotation. If the whole sentence, including the quotation, is a question or an exclamation, then the question mark or exclamation point goes outside the closing quotation mark. But if only the part inside the quotation marks is a question or exclamation, then the question mark or exclamation point goes inside the closing quotation mark. Examples will help. In this sentence, the whole thing is a question, so the question mark goes after the closing quotation mark. Did she ask you whether you enjoyed Aardvark's song, Ode to Ants? Now, Ode to Ants, which comes at the end, is in quotation marks because it's the title of a song, and the question mark goes after the closing quotation mark. So it goes, did she ask you whether you enjoyed Aardvark's song, quote, Ode to Ants, unquote, question mark? However, in this sentence, only the part in quotation marks is a question, so the question mark goes inside the closing quotation mark. I love Aardvark's song, Where Have All the Ants Gone? Where Have All the Ants Gone is a song title, and it's also the only thing in the sentence that is a question. So it goes like this. I love Aardvark's song, quote, Where Have All the Ants Gone? Question mark, unquote. The same rules apply for exclamation points. With semicolons, colons, asterisks, and dashes, we get back to a simple rule. They always go outside the closing quotation mark. To summarize, in American English, periods and commas always go inside the closing quotation mark. Semicolons, colons, asterisks, and dashes always go outside the closing quotation mark. And question marks and exclamation points require that you analyze the sentence and make a decision based on context. Remember to get your free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting with HD Faces by visiting GoToMeeting.com, clicking Try It Now, and using the promo code PODCAST. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of the new book, Grammar Girl Presents, The Ultimate Writing Guide for Students. That's all. Thanks for listening.